You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. The intention behind these almost daily drops is to keep you inspired, energized, and focused on your path of building a life better than you think is possible. I've done it myself, I've coached hundreds of women to do the same, and I'm excited for you to jump on board with me. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, success starts from within. Let's go! Hi friends, so today was day one of the Sitting on Gold Challenge, and man, oh man, I was pretty fired up when I got going and really talking about why it is vital for every one of us to really look inside and go, what is motivating me? What am I propelled towards? What is the bigger vision that I feel called to? What is getting me up every single day? Because now more than ever, right, it's hard. We're having to really cut through a lot of BS and a lot of fear and a lot of darkness that's coming up. So I hope that this 6 minutes moves you. And if you're called, you know, come over and join us in this private Facebook group. There's a whole teaching prior to me going into this, really setting the tone for that balance between doing inner work and really aligning higher inside of ourselves and co-creating, creating, manifesting on the outside. So I'm talking about money. I'm talking about wealth consciousness. I'm talking about what it looks like to live a life where you're both spiritually aligned and then co-creating on the outside in both a spiritual and strategic way. A lot of content there. The women that joined loved it, and I can't wait for you to dive in. It's only going to be live for about 10 days, so the videos are not available forever. So if you'd like to get on that information, then come join us there, and you can find those that site in the show notes. Okay, enjoy this clip. Bye bye. But we forget to dream, you guys. We get so in our stuff every single day that we forget to remember why we are here. One of my dear friends and mentors says, God did not make extras. God did not make extras, okay? We are here, every single one of you is here to create something in the world. It may be something for your children. It may be something that has more impact. It does not matter. But what happens is that we get caught in the, like, you know what? I'm just gonna go into survival mode. I'm just gonna go into survival mode. I'm just gonna put my head down and make money. Or I'm just gonna, like, you know, do my spiritual work and not think about the other things. You are available for more. And it's not about putting on more bracelets or gold Rolexes or having a bigger and bigger and bigger home. If that's something that you genuinely desire, then by God, it is available for you. You've probably heard me say this before, but God does not put a desire on your heart or in your awareness to dangle a carrot out in front of you and say, look at what everyone else has. They can get that, but I'm sorry, it's not for you. So if there is something that is genuinely on your heart, that is genuinely asking to propel you forward, to create something more in your life, it is because it is available for you to manifest. And the work that you probably have to do is a combination of on the goal line and on the soul line, okay? Taking radical responsibility for your actions, your thoughts, your beliefs, your routines, the way that you're holding yourself, energetically managing yourself as you go through the day. Now more than ever, we are being pulled. We are being fear. Look at the news. We are being sideswiped left and right. We are being told, just get through the day. Just survive. Just get your kids through Zoom. Just make enough. No. No, 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 no. If every single one of us is a representation of universe, spirit. It is a miracle that every single one of us got here. Look at your children. You birth them into this world and they are little miracles. They are miracles. You think that that child is just meant to get by? Is just meant to survive the day? And this isn't your fault. This isn't your fault. The need and the feeling to just survive as we get through our days. It has been conditioned. It has been put on us. It has been, we have learned it from our parents. God bless them. They were just doing the best they can, right? We watch other people. We start surrounding ourselves. We want to fit in. We want to play small. We want to not be the one that stands out from among them. We don't want to be that different because it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago that if we were different, if we came out of the tribe, if we didn't fall in line, that we were actually at risk to get food, to have water, to have safety, physical safety. So we learned it is in our DNA to just keep going, to just walk, to just do what everyone else does. And my God, right now, we are being asked to awaken. We are being asked to look at our lives, and we have been given a gift to get quiet, to get away from the noise and the events and the this and the that, and like be surrounded and to go, what is it that I really desire? How do I want to make an impact in others' lives? Maybe I've lost my job, and how can I turn that around to have that be a blessing? How do I want to raise my kids? Who do I want my kids to be around? Right? How do I want to spend my time? And how do I want to elevate myself and my mind and my ability to create the life and to take steps persistently and consistently to make the impact that I'm meant to make in the world? So my question for you, here are your challenge questions, listen up. Is what is propelling you forward? What is that desired outcome, that elevated emotion? What is that thing, that experience, that dream that you know is possible for you and that you are meant to manifest? Before your head starts going, but I don't know how, and that's going to cost a lot of money, and I'm not quite sure, and how am I going to get the resources, and I don't know the next step, just stop, 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 stop. Allow yourself to live in that quadrant. So what is the thing that is propelling you forward? What is that dream? And then the second question for the challenge today, and this may take a little bit more, journaling or just introspection today, which is okay because it's a challenge, is why?